In C, the conversation between James and Jess continues, and if you remember at the end of B, Jess says that she was asked by Mr. Bean to look up more forwards that Mr. Bean can send on the internet.
Why is he so interested in forwards?
Well,
does he think they're that interesting?
Obviously so. Maybe it's what Anne said earlier in our story, that he's only been using the internet for a very short period of time, so he thinks it's very cool.
So any kind of thing or message or forward that someone sends him, he probably thinks, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
I'll send it out because I liked it.
Well, what James thinks about the whole thing is that Mr. Bean is actually interested in harassing Jess, so just causing her a hard time, giving her a hard time.
Or maybe this is his way of letting Jess know that, oh, I like you.
Very much. And James says, how can he expect us to have so much time to waste?
Yeah, they're supposed to be working on a marketing image, new brand image for him, and he wants them to spend time looking for forwards?
I mean, they don't have that time to waste. And it's kind of interesting, actually, because I think this is something that James, Jess, and Anne probably should have told their client very early on. Please don't send us all these forwards. It fills up our mailbox, and we can't do the job we need to do for you.
Eventually, somebody will tell him that.
But maybe they don't have enough experience yet to be able to just come right out and tell those clients these things.
Jess says, I almost want to send him a virus to shut his stupid computer down.
Mm.
Well, that would be very, very mean.
And you'd probably get the virus sent back to you also.
That is one way to do it. So she just suggests sending a virus to his email account so that his computer becomes infected.
Right. And a virus can just, it can do a lot of different things depending on the virus.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it will make a lot of pictures show up that you don't want to show up. Maybe it'll prevent you from using some part of your computer.
Maybe it will shut your whole computer down.
The worst case scenario. And that's what she wants to do. She wants to shut his stupid computer down, which just means to make it not work anymore. You can also shut your computer down at the end of the day.
Just turn it off.
Which it also means. You turn it on, you shut it off, or you turn it off.
James says, as obnoxious as Bean is, we should still try to finish this case.
And again, they probably could have stopped Bean from sending them all these emails if they had told him clearly not to do it.
Mm.
But instead, they are just discussing it kind of in the way you do when you work in an office and you're dealing with clients. Maybe you go, oh, this client is so bad, he never brushes his teeth. Or, this client is horrible, he burps in my face all the time.
Well, everybody has to work, and everybody complains about work. It's just part of life.
And the people that they work for.
Mm-hmm.
But, as James says, even though this person, this client of theirs is terrible, they still need to finish or do the case for this client. It's their job.
And Jess says, true. Well, do you have any forwards for me to send him? So she agrees, yes, we should still try to finish this case.
And she is trying to be polite and send him these forwards, which I wouldn't do, but she wants to. And James says, yeah, remember that one about putting light bulbs in your mouth?
Well, that sounds pretty ridiculous, and that sounds like one of those forwards that's out there and people receive and send to each other.
It sounds like one about if you put light bulbs in your mouth and then you attach your finger to something, you can make the light bulbs turn on.
Yeah, sure.